music. It's the world of the Viennese Waltz for Sweeney Todd. It's sort of shock horror movie music. And for Company, it's 70s contemporary sound. It's going to be a joy to create all those worlds with the BBC Concert Orchestra, which is the ideal instrument to do all those different styles.
Sondheim at 80 in the BBC Proms, Saturday evening at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
11:15 now, and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Vintage South African music from the Umbakanga tradition, which in Zulu literally means steamed mealy bread. So it was the music of the people, the Umgababa Queens and Maputi. And welcome tonight to Late Junction. There's more from WOMAD later on at around 12:30 from a fabulous Finnish duo who were on the Radio 3 stage on Saturday, the accordionist Markku Lepisto and bass player Pekka Lehti. And this band was how the two met.
Thank you. sykkäsynnyn täsi maan kavala kasvantasi. Maaston muutkin matoset kirjavatkin käärmehet. Enpä tiedä karvoasi, mikä karva lienetkää on. Vaikka yhdeksi karva, musta karva, harmia karva, vaikka vasken karva. Pirun riivattu purjaet, veri miun verellä, et liho miun lihalasiessa haselkä sisäsi ja pitkä hammas paholainen. Mänen metsähän mäelle, pakene pajun vesoille, luikera kivien kolohen, musta mato mää mullan alle vie vaiva männessäs. Kipu kova kuun keissas, noille tappo tanterille, vaino vaivoille sijoille. Puista purema paha, puista myrkky myötä myöten, äläkä enää ehätä, tule näille nurkkiloille, ruma roikalle, luikertele pirun riivattu purjaet, veri miun verellä, et liho miun lihalasi, saha selkä sihisi ja pitkä hammas paholainen. Mänen metsähän mäelle, vakelle pajun vesoille, luikera kivien koloon, musta mato mää mulla alle.
Casting ancient spells on us. The Finnish band Vartina from their CD Ilmatar from, oh, that's 10 years ago now, featuring Marko Lepisto on accordion and Pekka Lehti on bass. And Marko and Pekka, or Lepisto and Lehti as they like to be known, were on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD on Saturday, and I'll play you something from the very beautiful duo they formed later on tonight. And there's more Finnish music later on as well. Something now from a lifetime's treasure chest of field recordings by David Fanshawe, who died recently. Words are all very well, but a man must work to be strong. Athman bin Khamis, accompanied by the uta, a one-stringed harp, expressing joy at the harvest of coconuts in Kenya.
Akazalika kwa kike na kiumeni Yapo kushikwa na humala kontu muoni Upita laki kuzuma ni nani ule ni nani Hae Haoe Haya Hao Hao Mwanangu Lapembe Lia Mkupembe Kimango sinachwe moyo keke sinizwe unga Mishani na nsumeno itindao mbele na nyuma Ngoma si hata kangia katika vina oh, e ngoma aya e ngoma ngoma e ngoma e ngoma na chondo ngoma tena ao ao ao e Uh-huh.
intertwine with my mingles and wave in black hair. With the roses so red and the lilies so fair. And the myrtle so bright with the emerald hue. The pale and the leader whose eyes look like blue. I will sing and my laugh shall be gay. I will charm every heart in his crown, I will sway. When I woke from dreaming, oh, my idol was clay. All portions of love had flown all away. Thank you.
sidewalk. I want to see the lawn, the forest road.
A 22-year-old singer-songwriter from Jutunsaa in Finland, Mari Häkkinen, who goes under the name of Drowsy, and his album Growing Green deserves lots of attention, I think. Before that, Laura Veers and Wildwood Flower, following the voice of Athman bin Khamis singing a song for the coconut harvest, recorded one among many gems by David Fanshawe, who died recently. Spring morning in a Swedish forest now. The violinists Anders Svensson and Magnus Gustafsson with zither player Susanna Gustafsson.
Thank you.
Stuff from the Scottish band Dive. Ida's Jigs, they called that set of tunes. Anderson's Miss Ida McVarish of Mora and The Gathering. And that followed a fine Swedish polska, a tune after the great folk musician August Strömberg, played by the fiddlers Anders Svensson and Magnus Gustafsson and zither player Susanna Gustafsson. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. More from the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD later on tonight. The fine Finnish duo Lepisto and Lehti. That'll be at around 12:30. Emily Portman's recent CD, The Glamoury, has some really fine songs on it. Emily's joined here by the harpist Rachel Newton in The Ballad of the Two Sisters.
Sisters living in a bower, oleander yowling. The youngest was the fairest flower, down by the waters rolling. A noble knight came riding by, oleander yowling. Two little sisters caught his eye down by the waters rolling, and he courted the eldest with diamonds and rings, Oleander Yoling. The other he loved above all things down by the waters rolling. Sister, sister, come down to the broom, Oleander Yoling. We'll hear the blackbirds change their tune down by the waters rolling. So she took her sister by the hand, Oleander Yoling, and led her down to the river strand down by the waters rolling. And as they stood at the river's brim, Oleander Yoling, the eldest pushed her sister in. Sister, sister, reach me your hand, Oleander Yoling, and you'll be the heir to my riches and land down by the waters rolling. Oh, sister, sister, that'll never be, Oleander Yoling, till salt and oatmeal grow of the tree down by the waters rolling. Oh, sister, sister, lend me but your glove, Oleander Yoling, and you shall have my own true love down by the waters rolling. It's your own true love I'll have and more, Oleander Yoling, but you shall never come to shore. For your cherry cheeks and your long yellow hair, Oleander Yoling, made me a maid forevermore. Sometimes she sank, sometimes she swam, Oleander Yoling, till she came to a miller's dam by the waters rolling. The miller and his daughter stood at the door, Oleander Yoling, and watched her body floating to shore down in the waters rolling. Oh, father, father, draw your dam, Oleander Yoling, for it's either a mermaid or a swan down in the waters rolling. The miller, he dragged her out shore, Oleander Yoling, and he stripped her of all that she wore down in the waters rolling. He laid her body on the bank to dry, Oleander Yoling. A minstrel he came riding by down by the waters rolling, and he made a harp of her breastbone, Oleander Yoling, whose sound could melt a heart of stone. He took three locks from her long yellow hair, Oleander Yoling, with them strung a harp so rare down by the waters rolling. And he took the harp to the king's high hall, Oleander Yoling. There was a court assembled all down by the waters rolling, and he laid the harp there upon a stone, Oleander Yoling. The harp began to play. Tune that
what the harp would play was oleander yowling, the only tune that the harp would play down by the waters rolling. It sang, yonder sits my love the king, oleander yowling. How he'll weep at my burying by the waters rolling, and yonder sits my sister the queen, oleander yowling. She drowned me in the cold, cold stream, down in the waters rolling.
Thank you.
The Elegance of Plaid there with Bob Yaroch and the launching of Big Face. They followed Emily Portman and her version of The Ballad of Two Sisters from her CD The Glamoury, which she says is a collection of new songs with old bones. Now, Rachel Newton was the harpist on that track. The region of Khorezm in Uzbekistan has its own tradition, its own language and culture. Feruz was a 19th century poet there whose words inspire this song sung by Farhod Davletov. Her eyes summon me to my execution, her elegance and flirting threaten to kill me.
Mushkin kashin ya khayatiya Ulshin ashmujin Allahusna Katlım üçün as kiltur yoramın yıl tıvan sana üstüne Mün yıl tıvan sana üstüne Kılgil tamaşa kavmetin Zeybası verilen arazin Yer kürmesin yür Bulganin yana oraya Peyven dişem şah üstüne Hayvan dişim şana üstüne Nazı adam zesin Katliyim kılır neredem bedem Çafet mi buluyor yana oraya bir ademi zat üstüne Bir ademi zat üstüne Mirkas tayya can asremek İmdi yürür düşvar kim Katıl közü bir dağd itir Lazebi dağd Yar yar Ulgül yüzü yaşa Şeyim گردن اگر میای بیستم یک در سفر خواد استن یار شوکم ایلر
Farhad Davletov with a traditional song from Khwarezm. At 12:30 tonight, Marco Lepisto and Pekka Lehti recorded last weekend at WOMAD. Before that, though, some more Finnish music. This is a piece by Eino Juhni Rautavaara, his Cantus Arcticus, a concerto in which the soloist is a tape of birds recorded in northern Finland. Thank you. Rautavaara's inspired Cantus Arcticus, a concerto for birds and orchestra. Max Pommer there conducting the Leipzig Radio Symphony Orchestra. On a David Rothenberg recording, birds are rarely out of our minds. This is a piece called Evocation, which he shares with Marilyn Crispell from the CD One Dark Night, I Left My Silent House. Beautiful music from David Rothenberg and Marilyn Crispell. Evocation from One Dark Night, I Left My Silent House. For the last half hour or so of Late Junction tonight, we go to the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD last weekend to hear two excellent musicians from Finland, the accordionist Markku Lepisto, who you might know from the Finnish band Vartina, And in fact, that's where he met the bassist, Pekka Lehti. In the last few years, they've been touring together and recording as a really fine duo, and it was a pleasure to have them at WOMAD. Hosting the Radio 3 stage is my Late Junction other half, Max Reinhardt.
Now I'd like you to put your hands together, because right now you're going to hear Marco Lepisto and Pekka Lehti.
Kiitos. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A few questions to ask you. I mean, you're from the new folk movement of Finland. So tell us, what was there before there was new folk in Finland?
The music was, of course, very traditional and not so much compositions like nowadays.
And how come you play the accordion?
Well, I can't do anything else, so.
And what about the bass? How did it come about that you play the bass, Pekka?
When I was a child, I saw somebody carrying a bass, big bass, and I was so moved about that I decided to start to play bass because I like to carry it.
Okay, fair enough.
That's really.
But
really
you told me that actually there was another reason.
Yeah. In older times in Finland, it was a driver's duty to play bass. That you need to have a car to join band, and it was just one thing more to play bass also. But the main thing was a driver car.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here.
Yeah. But we came with the aeroplane.
Okay. Now, even though you're both new folkies, you met in a band who I know has played at WOMAD, Vatina.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's where you met.
Yeah, we met in a band, and you know, Vatina made very much touring with the aeroplanes. And when they check in this kind of group, they put people in alphabetical order to aeroplane. So we sat beside each other, Lepistö and Lehti. And that's how our musical thing started, that we spent a lot of hours just talking about life and music and drinking free red wine.
Marco Lepistö and Pekka Lehti.
Thank you. Silta.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Tango Skrubu. Now we are going to play Markus' composition Concerto Diatonic, and that's made just for this two-row accordion. It's last tune, but it's quite long tune. So, Concerto Diatonic. Thank you very much. Markku Lepistö.
And Pekka Lehti.
Thank you.
And Lechti. Hey, do you want more? Ah, well, wait a minute, gentlemen, watch this. If you want more, we're going to do it the Moroccan way. So can you all put your hands in the air like this? And go very low, first of all. Ooh. Raise your voices. Louder. And scream! Will you give him an encore? Let us do it and Lechti.
Marco Lepisto and Pekka Lechti, great to have them at WOMAD this year, recorded on Saturday on the Radio 3 stage. And you can hear all our WOMAD programmes for 7 days after broadcast on the BBC iPlayer. More from WOMAD tomorrow night here on Late Junction. You can hear the sarod player Sumik Datta. And by the way, there's a slightly later start time for us. Join me from 11:30. From me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. Sacred choral music fills the airwaves for the next three quarters of an hour, music ranging across the years from the 16th to the 20th centuries. The composers including Victoria, one of the Bach family, Mendelssohn, Bruckner and Grieg, then French composers Du Rufflet and Poulenc, and ending with the most recent piece, The Little Magnificat, by the Swiss composer Bernard Reichel. The performers, also from Switzerland, are the Ensemble Vocal de Lausanne, conducted by Michel Corbeau. Here they are first, with music by Thomas Luis de Victoria, a setting of the Ave Maria. The Ensemble Vocal de Lausanne with a setting of the Ave Maria by Victoria, maestro di cappella at Mantua in the 1590s, and noted for the expressiveness of his music. Now Michel Corbeau conducts the choir in a setting of the Magnificat from the 18th century by the Portuguese composer Francisco Antonio de Almeida. He studied in Rome in the 1720s and in later years back home in Lisbon continued to write in the Italian style.
Oh,
Music by the Portuguese composer Francisco de Almeida. His setting of the Magnificat was performed there by the Ensemble Vocal de Lausanne, conducted by Michel Corbeau, with pianist Boris Fringelli. Now they're singing a funeral motet for double choir, Ich lasse dich nicht, which could possibly be by Johann Christoph Bach, Johann Sebastian's uncle, although there are big question marks over it.
Mein Jesu, ich lasse dich nicht.
The funeral motet Ich lasse dich nicht, possibly by Johann Christoph Bach, uncle of Johann Sebastian. Although according to one very knowledgeable listener to Through the Night who took the trouble to write to us, that seems very unlikely. He thinks the composer should best be described as anonymous. Michel Corbeau was conducting the Ensemble Vocal de Lausanne. Here they are next, in one of Mendelssohn's three psalms, Richte mich Gott, then a Bruckner motet, and finally a setting by Grieg of Ave Maris Stella.